The version of me that performs isn't always the version of me that's real. It's wild how a scroll can make you forget who you are. Not in a dramatic, end-of-the-movie kind of way, but in the slow, sneaky way. The kind where one day you wake up and you're saying things you don't even fully believe, laughing at jokes that don't really hit, reacting before you've even felt anything, just moving in rhythm with a feed that rewards you for speed, not thought. And I started asking myself, who am I when nobody's watching? And who have I become because everyone is? That's what this is about. Not what is the algorithm doing to society or how do we fix it? Nah, this is personal. This is about identity. The version of yourself that gets pulled out pixel by pixel, performance by performance, click by click, until what's left of you is just a silhouette that trends well. Because here's the truth. The algorithm knows who you respond to, but deeper than that, it starts to suggest who you should become. It's not just watching, it's nudging. I noticed it when I was posting content just to keep up. I wasn't mad, but I posted like I was. I wasn't grieving, but I posted like I should be. I wasn't even joyful, but I knew how to package something that would look like joy. Just the right amount of curated chaos, maybe a filter or two, a caption that felt real. But that wasn't me. Not all the way. And I don't think I'm the only one caught up in this. See, we don't just share anymore. We present. We present ourselves like pitches, like little walking, talking brand decks. Here's my trauma. Here's my triumph. Here's my take on today's trending topic. And if it doesn't hit, you adjust. You change your tone. You add the trending audio. You do what works. And slowly, you becomes them. The real you starts fading into the background. It's like the algorithm is running an invisible audition. Every time you log on, you're stepping on stage. And the crazy part, you don't even realize you're auditioning until the silence hits, until the views don't match, until a post you really cared about gets ignored, but something you posted in a rush blows up. And you start thinking, maybe I should post more like that, not because it's you, but because it got love, because the machine smiled at it. And the more you do it, the more you drift, not into lies, but into performance, into these exaggerated versions of yourself designed not to exist, but to engage. And that's what messes with your head. Because you're not lying, but you're not really living either. You're playing a role, and the audience keeps clapping, and part of you is scared to break character. For me, it got real when I looked at my drafts. You ever do that? Just scroll through the stuff you never posted? I saw all the pieces of me I didn't think were worth it. The half thoughts, the real feelings, the slower moments, the ones that didn't fit the current vibe or the algorithmic wave. I left them there. Not because they weren't true, but because I didn't think the algorithm would value them. And that hit me harder than anything else. Because if the system teaches you to only share what it rewards, how long before you stop creating from your heart altogether? How long before who you are gets overwritten by who you're supposed to be online? This ain't just about me. This is everywhere. You see it in influencers, in everyday people, in kids growing up with accounts before they grow up with boundaries. You see people learning how to show up for the internet before they even know how to show up for themselves. And this ain't me judging. This is me admitting I'm in it too. Caught between the self I know and the self I perform. I'm trying to remember who I was before I knew what would trend, before I started writing captions in my head while I was still living the moment, before I started doing double takes, not in the mirror, but on the timeline, because it's not just about what you post, it's about what you choose not to post, and what you don't post starts saying something too. It becomes part of the performance, the silence, the absence, the curated uncuration. What if the real you never goes viral? The thing about identity in the age of algorithms is that it starts to feel negotiable, like something you can tweak in post. Like if you're not careful, you can edit your way into invisibility. So polished, so careful, so in sync with the trend that you actually lose all the edges that made you you in the first place. And here's the thing that no one says out loud. The algorithm doesn't hate authenticity. It just doesn't reward it unless it performs well. And that's the trap. Because now, even when you're being real, there's a little part of you calculating, will this land? Will they like this? Will this get seen? It's exhausting. I started catching myself speaking in algorithm. I'd pause mid-thought and go, wait, this would sound better in a clip. Or I'd reshape how I tell a story. Not because it's how I experienced it, but because I know how people like to hear it. A certain pacing, a certain punchline, a certain buzzword at just the right timestamp. Even vulnerability became a strategy. Even silence became performance. You post a deep reflection, but only if the lighting is good. You open up about pain, but only once it's healed enough to brand it. You speak your truth, but only once it's dressed up in digestible captions. And you start to wonder, who are you without all of that? If the feed went dark tomorrow, would you still move the same? There's this weight to being watched all the time, even by a machine. The algorithm doesn't judge like people do. It's colder than that. It measures. It decides what lives and what dies, what trends and what disappears, not based on truth or meaning, but on momentum. So even if your message matters, it might not move. Even if your voice is clear, it might not carry, because the algorithm is not your friend. It's not even your enemy. It's just indifferent. A mirror that only shows you what gets amplified, not what's real. And in that space, a lot of us start playing roles we never auditioned for. There's a kind of grief in realizing the version of you that's most visible might not be the most honest. There's a kind of grief in knowing that the internet loves a certain type of pain, a marketable pain, a digestible identity, a recognizable brand of struggle. So what do you do if your story doesn't fit that mold? What if your growth doesn't look like a before and after? What if your joy isn't loud enough? Your anger isn't performative enough? Your truth doesn't come with a hook? Do you change it, sharpen it, water it down, or do you risk being ignored? Some days, I want to unplug and disappear, not because I hate the world, but because I miss myself. I miss the version of me that spoke freely, not for applause, not for reach, not to win the algorithm's affection, but just because it mattered. I miss conversations that didn't have analytics attached. I miss moments that weren't turned into reels. I miss being able to say something without wondering how it would age on the timeline. And I know I'm not alone in that, because deep down, a lot of us are tired of being strategic about who we are. But here's what I've decided. I'm not giving the algorithm the final word on my identity. It doesn't get to tell me who I am or who I should become. It can recommend, it can nudge, it can even reward a version of me that's easier to market. But it can't define me. Only I can do that. And maybe that means being less visible. Maybe that means slower growth. Maybe that means resisting the urge to perform pain, to commodify joy, to flatten myself into something clickable. But I'd rather be real and unseen than optimized and unrecognizable. This was never your world, I remind myself. That's not just a line for a show, that's truth. The algorithm was built by people for profit, not for healing, not for authenticity. So I can't expect it to understand nuance. I can't expect it to value me unless I turn myself into product. So I won't. I'll post slower. I'll speak softer. I'll show up whole, even when it doesn't trend. I'll be me, even when it's not profitable. Because I'd rather be a mirror than a filter. I'd rather reflect than perform. I'd rather be human. This is The Undercurrent, a story beneath the surface from The Truth Project, powered by M3 Media Studio.